Shortly before a debate at City of Tampa Television headquarters Friday, Mayor Pam Iorio announced her endorsement of Bob Buckhorn for Tampa mayor. In an email, Iorio told WMNF she wasn't available for comment on the endorsement. However, she did issue a statement that said staying neutral is no longer an option, and Ferlita's negative campaign turn causes her great concern. Buckhorn said he welcomed the endorsement.
Everybody who has looked at the two candidates, with the exception of one organization, has endorsed our campaign. And I think she did it because we have a plan. We know what we're doing. We've run a positive campaign, and we intend to continue to do that, and I'm honored to have her with me.
Ferlita said she was a little disappointed, but she believes the mayor's endorsement has more to do with politics than policy, despite this being a nonpartisan race.
She had said clearly to both of us, I believe, that she was going to stay neutral, and of course that would go to her commitment as well, that she would do everything she could, and I believed her, to make the transition very smooth. This certainly brings partisan politics in the middle of it, but that's certainly her choice.
A former Tampa City Council member and Hillsborough County Commissioner, Ferlita has held office in both nonpartisan and partisan seats. Ferlita is a Republican and her opponent is a Democrat. Shortly after Mayor Iorio announced her endorsement of Buckhorn, Republican State Attorney General Pam Bondi announced her support for Ferlita. The candidate said she thinks politics at the local level should be nonpartisan.
I think for local politics, anybody who looks at or creates partisan philosophies is really not being just to the citizens. When you have a mayor that needs to get a job done for you, you don't care if she's Republican, you don't care if she's Democrat, you don't care if she's nonpartisan. You just need to fix the business of the city. Public works, sewer, potholes, etc.
The election started to get ugly yesterday when Ferlita issued a statement suggesting that Buckhorn should run for mayor of Beverly Hills. It was based on his stated desire to bring high-paying research and technology jobs to town, even though less than a third of Tampa residents have completed college. There's also that Ferlita commercial implying that Buckhorn supported a policy requiring police officers to keep their guns in the trunks of their cruisers. Buckhorn said the ad is patently false.
That ad infers that I am soft on crime. I can promise you that the Police Benevolent Association would not have endorsed me had I been soft on crime. I had nothing to do with any of those decisions. Mayor Friedman said that. The PolitiFact, the St. Pete Times, has indicated that it is false. False. There is no validity in that ad at all, and Ms. Ferlita, if she would do the right thing, ought to take it down. I have run a positive campaign.
During the debate, Buckhorn asked Ferlita if her campaign would stop running the ad, and this is what she said.
If it's in our program to pull it off, I will, but not based on any indication that it is false. I did our homework. We have our sources. I referred to an article in 1996 that former Congressman Jim Davis put out, saying that this was done under Sandy Friedman's watch. And in that same article, it said you were her eyes and ears. You almost thought about what you each were going to say before she said it.
A nonprofit group that's not known to be directly connected with the Buckhorn campaign has also launched into the negative. A recent Mailer ad attacks Ferlita, claiming that Ferlita is an unmarried woman with a suspect commitment to family values. Buckhorn said he didn't know about the ad until it came out.
I haven't been involved in it. Our campaign has stayed on message the entire time. Everything that we have put out has been positive. It talks about our plan. It talks about Tampa's future. The answer is no. I don't know anything about it.
Ferlita said no matter who produced the ad, she is appalled.
You've got a huge percentage. I haven't had time to research it today. You have a huge percentage of females in this community that by choice are unmarried. Now that's an affront to them, to you, and to me. Does that mean that because you're not married, you're a second-class citizen? Does that mean that you don't have the same qualifications as a reporter here, and outside? That's not a nice thing. And I think it certainly doesn't speak well to whoever's doing that.
Electioneering group Less Government Now reportedly sent the ad. The Tampa Tribune reports that the group also sent a mailer attacking Republican State Senator John Thrasher last October. Early voting for the March 22nd election starts Saturday. The election will also determine runoff races for several city council seats. From downtown Tampa, for WMNF News, I'm Kate Bradshaw.